Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Lunchtime. Well, almost, but it is time to talk again about lunch. Every day this week, we're checking in briefly on our brown bag creative lunch project to get recipes and pointers on bringing your lunch to work in this age of frugality. Thanks to everyone who has submitted ideas already. Post yours now to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. You can vote for your favorites. And by the end of the week, we'll have a great resource for packing a lunch. With us today, Keisha Harris, owner and food curator of Shop, S-C-H-O-P, a personalized food service, and the food columnist at the Amsterdam News. Welcome to WNYC, Keisha.
Thank you.
What is a food curator?
Almost like an art curator. I'm kind of responsible for making sure the museum, otherwise known as the refrigerator, has all of the right things to look at and eat and feel good about yourself.
And where do you start when thinking about brown bag lunches?
Oh, my goodness. I think about it at the beginning. You must plan and prepare. You know, I was looking at the blog this week, you know, great thing that you're doing this week. And it is so important to plan and prepare. You know, you have to begin with the right tools. You have to begin with the right cooking tools and storage tools, you know.
Those are important. Yes. And maybe saw this comment from Joy Whalen, because the thread of comments is the idea of group lunches, and I think that's part of what you've been getting at. My coworkers and I formed a soup du jour club where four or five of us would bring in lunch for the entire group once a week. The soup lunch eventually morphed into arroz con pollo or spaghetti with meatballs or a nice chicken salad. The good news was that we each had interesting meals together, and we only had to prepare lunch once a week.
I love that. I love that. I mean, it's what I do on a weekly basis for my clients, and I just absolutely love the fact that people are getting together and creating a family in the office. You know, in these times, it's so important to have your family around you, and for people to cook, it's a means of love and an expression of caring. So it's just great that I see those people doing that.
Let's see. Any of the other posts catch your eye?
Well, I love the comment from Joseph regarding roasted chicken. It kind of goes in line with this idea of planning and preparing that I'm talking about, and that he's saying, well, just bake a chicken on Sunday or Saturday, and you can get so many meals out of it. And I think that that's, you know, really an important part of doing this. Some people just don't like to cook, or they don't like to be bothered during the week. It's nice to have something that you know is homemade, and you can kind of mix and match into different things and stretch into other meals that you have during the week.
So that falls into the cook on the weekend, stretch it out for the week, school of
exactly.
lunch thought.
Exactly.
And I understand you're a fan of quinoa.
I love quinoa. I love grains. I mean, I think that's just the wonderful thing about grains. Quinoa is great because it's a mother grain. It's got so many nutrients, and it's a really good grain amongst other things. I love couscous. I love brown rice, wild rice. But what's so great about that stuff is that you can make it, again, at the top of the week, and you can use it as a side dish for a dinner or for a lunch, or you can mix other things into it so that it becomes interesting, and you can make it unique to your palate.
Going back to the roasted chicken, what's your favorite reuse of roasted chicken?
Well, I happen to love the mixture of savory and sweet and salty and sweet and all that business. And I make a rosemary and dried cranberry salad, chicken salad. And it's just so simple because if you season your chicken well, the next day cut it into pieces, mayonnaise to your liking. I probably put a tablespoon in for a serving, and some fresh rosemary or dried rosemary and cranberries and a little bit of red onion. Ah, to die. I love it.
Sounds great. On the quinoa, we got a comment from
Tanuha
who writes, cook a grain for the week like couscous or quinoa. Cooked grains last for a while and can be easily reheated. Add a quick mixed veggie saute or greens, collard kale, or cooked meats as you like throughout the week for variety. And quinoa is so light. So we will have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Keisha Harris, owner and food curator of Shop, a personalized food service, and she's the food columnist at the Amsterdam News. Thanks for joining us today and keep posting your ideas, everyone. Keisha, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Look in the fridge and let lunch keep us together. Hot dogs, mac and cheese, French fries and ketchup, I'll drown. When the others say they're stuffed.
Coming up on the Leonard Lopate Show right after the news, pianist Jason Moran plays live with his band in studio, and trumpeter Charles Tolliver joins Leonard to discuss what made Thelonious Monk's Town Hall concert so remarkable on its 50th anniversary. Coming up with Leonard after the news on WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.